1340 KYNS.
CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. Does Arizona have the right to enforce laws against illegal immigration? Legal analysts watching the Supreme Court think they know where the decision may go.
Both conservative and liberal justices seem poised to give states such as Arizona at least some ability to step up enforcement of immigration laws. Several rejected the Obama administration argument that immigration is solely a federal matter. Some concerns were raised about whether citizenship checks would lead to unnecessary detentions. Cecilia Wong of the ACLU.
It became clear through the course of today's argument that the justices are concerned about a system of mass incarceration that's going to catch U.S. citizens and immigrants who are lawfully in the United States.
Harry Bagnetto, CBS News, the Supreme Court.
The prosecution wraps up the testimony of its key witness against former presidential candidate John Edwards. CBS's Jim Crisula in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Andrew Young testified about a June 2008 Washington, D.C. hotel suite confrontation he had with his former boss, John Edwards. Young told the jury it ended up as an angry exchange that nearly got physical. It was the first time the two were together since Edwards' mistress had given birth to their child.
Young says Edwards wanted him to claim it was his child. The government is accusing the former Democratic candidate of using campaign funds illegally to hide his girlfriend. A campaign-style speech by President Obama at the University of Iowa, another talk to young voters about what he thinks about high student debt.
When a big chunk of every paycheck goes towards loan debt, that's not just tough on you, that's not just tough on middle-class families, that's not good for our economy. Because that money that could be going into businesses is going just to service debt.
A new study at Cornell Research Institute finds more than 140 public universities charge extra for highly sought degrees in math, science, and business. Institute Director Ronald Ehrenberg says it could be counterproductive.
You would think that if the costs in a field go up, that may discourage some students from moving in that direction.
The average premium is about $50 per credit hour, which for some students only deepens the debt they will shoulder. Capitol Police are investigating a threat against Senator Marco Rubio, who many people favor to become the Republican vice presidential candidate, West Miami Police Chief Nelson Andrew.
We responded by increasing patrols in the area. We have some other things that we're doing as well that I'm not at liberty to say right now.
CBS News confirms Republican Newt Gingrich plans an announcement on Tuesday to suspend his candidacy for the presidential nomination.
I am committed to this party. I am committed to defeating Obama. We will find ways to try to be helpful. I do think it's pretty clear that Governor Romney is ultimately going to be the nominee.
On Wall Street, the Dow up 75 points. Nasdaq's gained 64 so far today. Burger King is pledging to get all of its eggs and its pork from cage-free chickens and pigs by 2017. The Humane Society claims that consumer demand is rising for humanely raised food animals. This is CBS News.
Every so often, the stars are in perfect alignment. And during the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now is that perfect moment. For a limited time, get 0.9% APR on the Certified Pre-Owned Lincoln of your choice, which comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, exclusively at your Lincoln dealer. APR varies by term. Not all buyers will qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services limited term financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/12. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and complete details.
Think it's impossible to forget your baby in a hot car? Well, it's not. Last year, 33 children died of heat stroke because they were left in empty vehicles. It can happen to anyone. Even you could get distracted and forget a sleeping or quiet baby. If you have small children, get in a habit of checking the back seat every time you exit your vehicle. It could mean the difference between life and death for your baby. Where's baby? Look before you lock. To learn more, visit safercar.gov/heatstroke.
You, too, can help a young man fight cancer with some chuckles.
Hey, what's this fly doing to my soup?
Len Ostrovich is no stranger to making people laugh.
I mean, I started out doing stand-up. I used to own a comedy club.
Now he's recruiting others for the sake of his 19-year-old son, Miles.
5,000 jokes so that we can, that's enough to get him through the stem cell treatment.
Miles has been battling brain cancer for 3 years. He says a good joke always cheers him up.
It's a night and day difference. Makes me feel so good.
Why was Tigger looking in the toilet?
Use your iPhone, smartphone, webcam, camcorder. We put your name on it and then upload them every day. He gets to see a string of jokes.
For Miles, recuperation will be a long one. 3 to 6 months in isolation. But he says in the end, laughter indeed will be his best medicine.
WBBM reporter Lisa Fielding. Thieves stole the hair from a beauty store in Atlanta. Police say a stolen U-Haul truck was used to bash in the front of the store where a box of hair weaves was taken. A week ago, a similar heist used a stolen car at a different store. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Mike Rowe went to a real Ford dealership service department to talk to a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, what, sales event?
Yes, we are. Big tire and brake sales event.
That means that you've got lots of different tires?
Yes, we do.
And how do I know as a consumer that Ford has the kind of tire that I need for my particular vehicle?
Well, we carry 11 major brands, so chances are what you're looking for, we have it.
What are the important aspects of this sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts going on.
You're selling brakes as well?
Yes, we are.
Why should somebody bring their car here to get the brakes done?
When you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership, you know that your vehicle's being worked on by technicians who work on Fords all day long.
Now, buy four select name brand tires and get a $100 rebate, plus a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
So you have a lot of tires, and it's a big event.
It's a huge event.
And it involves brakes, too.
Yes, it does.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
$100 rebate can't be combined with other tire manufacturer rebate or offer. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 5/31/12.
News and commentary on the mighty 1340 KYNS, your news station. I'm Bill Benneker. This is Talk is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network.
And now, here's Bill Benneker.
Hey. Let's hear it for Wednesday. Hump day. Hump. After lunch, you pretty much have it that it's downhill for the rest of the weekend. It's going to be good. And the weather wizard changed his mind. I told you, it's a guess. It's a calculated guess. It's what it is. So please don't ever take the whole thing to heart. As for instance, right now, I think it's stopped raining for today. Doesn't seem like it. Maybe I'm wrong. But tomorrow now, it's not supposed to rain at all. It was supposed to rain tomorrow. But now it's not going to. And then the rest of the week's going to be sunny and happy and beautiful. Okay, this is only good news for women if men find out about it and then apply the lessons learned. According to a LA Times, a noted scientist, gynecologist guy, has discovered the actual location of a woman's G-spot. Seriously, I'm serious about that. And he was able to do it because he was from Portugal. And they allow, you can do autopsies a different way in Portugal. Don't ask me what that's about or how or anything. I don't know about that. But anyway, but the guy says he's found it. And so they're thinking of changing the name then to from the G-spot to the Oh My God spot.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benneker. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Smoke and Moe's Barbecue is the barbecue you're going to love every time you put it in your mouth. Filthy Phil's Ribs, Sweet Carolina Pork Ribs, Barbecued Rib Combo, Barbecued Half Chicken, Barbecue Sampler, and Moe's Chipotle Lime Tacos are just a few of the things that are just absolutely wonderful at Moe's Smokehouse Barbecue. Plus, of course, they have all the other great things, like they got burgers, they got cheeseburgers, they got Moe Burgers, Carolina Burgers, Barbecue Chicken Breast, and Carolina Chicken, California Chicken, and Garden Burgers, not to mention shredded pork, shredded chicken, shredded beef, tri-tip sandwiches. And they also have, of course, salads, too. They have a barbecue chopped chicken salad, Caesar salad, tri-tip salad, Calypso salad, Moe's Cobb salad, and green salad. So you can eat one of each of those. And then don't forget the homemade sides. They have Moe's homemade sides, the homemade potato chips, killer garlic fries, sweet potato fries, seasoned fries, beer battered onion rings, fried green tomatoes, Grandpa Tom's barbecue beans, pantry coleslaw, potato salad, three corn muffins with honey butter, garlic bread. And they also have a children's menu. And they also have dessert, too. So you cannot go wrong when you go to Moe's. Go to Moe's on the corner of Osos and Monterey. Go to Moe's on Pomeroy and Pismo Beach. And you'll be asking for Moe. Moe barbecue, please.
Charter Internet is keen on giving you more. Not a little more, a big more, as in more speed. Which means more streaming hoops, more celebrity scoops, more posts, more boasts, more webcam, more Cousin Pam. By delivering more speed, we make the web more fun. Moreover, it doesn't cost more. To learn more or sign up today, visit charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Your favorite word is not rutabaga, shimmy, or Xanadu. No, your favorite word is free, because it makes other words better. like guilt-free, termite-free, and faster internet speeds for free. That's what Charter customers just got, allowing them to feel footloose and fancy-free as they download more freely. Don't have Charter internet? Feel free to sign up at charter.com/freefast. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Service not available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply.
So let me say this. You can get 30 megs now. You're getting 30 megs from Charter, which is pretty darn cool. Okay, you're getting 30. But you can go up to 100 megs, which means, I've told you this once before, that it will know what you're going to ask for on the internet before you even ask for it. It'll be up there on the screen. It'll be like, whoa, what was that? All right, let's find out what happened on history, our history page today on the Tribune, and see what that happened. Our highlight of history: on April 25th in 1862, during the Civil War, a Union fleet commanded by Flag Officer David Farragut captured the city of New Orleans. On this day in 1507, a world map produced by German cartographer Martin Waldseemüller contained the first recorded use of the term America in honor of Italian navigator Amerigo Vespucci. In 1901, New York Governor Benjamin Barker Odell Jr. signed an automobile registration bill that imposed a 15-mile-an-hour speed limit on highways. In 1983, Soviet leader Yuri Andropov invited Samantha Smith to visit his country after receiving a letter from the Manchester, Maine schoolgirl. 10 years ago, Lisa Left Eye Lopez, the effervescent, sometimes volatile member of the Grammy-winning trio TLC, died in an SUV crash in Honduras. She was 30. Our birthdays today, ballroom dance judge Len Goodman. What would you guess? Dancing with the Stars, 68. Al Pacino is 72. Actress Talia Shire is 66. Actress Hank Azaria is 48. Actress Renee Zellweger is 43. And actor Jason Lee is 42 today. And then you're whatever you are. So happy birthday to you, but your birthday today, too.
Happy birthday to you.
Have you ever worked with Coastal Computers? Coastal Computers is here for the small business that needs computers, technology, and networking to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. They're here for the small business that needs to get it right the first time, who can't afford the pain and the horror stories that we've all heard about. Coastal Computers has been making the tough stuff easy for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're worth a call at 543-9047. Call 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. 543-9047. Or visit ccslo.com. ccslo.com right now. The small business favorite's favorite. ccslo.com. Coastal Computers.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Hey, let's find out what's going on CalCoast News today. I'm Bill telling you about it. An influx of jellyfish-like creatures into the intake of the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant has forced operators to reduce power to 15% capacity. Don't forget, earlier this week, operators shut down Unit 1 for a scheduled refueling, so we're only operating at 15% capacity. On Monday night, operators discovered a clog of small barrel-shaped plankton called salps in the unit. Two intake. In response, crews reduced power to 15% on Unit 2. Now, and luckily in this particular case, at first I was going like, when I first saw the headline, jellyfish-like creatures, I'm going, well, what are they? I mean, are they jellyfish or not? What's the jellyfish like? And then there's salps. Well, I'm glad they told us that, because who would know what a salp is? Nobody. You ever heard of a salp? Me neither. I don't think I've had any salp soup. All right, let's talk about other things that are going on. We have a teacher, Pacific Beach High School teacher, Jeff Arangano, I hope I'm saying that right, filed papers in his bid for a seat on the city, San Luis Obispo City Council earlier this month, and more details to follow. Arangano, that's not how you say his name, Arangano, thank you, Bill. 29, and current council member Dan Carpenter and John Ashbaugh are each vying for one of the two open seats on the council. Raised in Mariposa, he graduated from California State University in Stanislaus in 2006. He then continued his education at Cal Poly, receiving a teaching credential and a master's in history. In addition to having served as an alternate for Democratic Central Committee Chair Pat Harris, Arangano has also sat on three different Democratic Central Committee subcommittees, voter registration, endorsement, and candidate recruitment. And so he's ready to give it the go. All right. And you've heard, of course, that Newt,
the newt is going to crawl back under his rock. All right, other things going on. Where is this thing that I saw that I can't find now? I'll find it. It's an opinion piece, I imagine. I'll go there. I'm sorry. I don't have 100 megs here. Trust me. Gary Namath once again has written an editorial. Gary's running for mayor of Paso. I'll just hit some of the highlights of what he had to say. There's a danger in believing a rumor without asking where the new rumor started, who started it, and what they had to gain. Sometimes it's started to stir the pot or to change the discussion from what is important. Several weeks ago, Sally Reynolds of CPRN 2012 asked an important question to the council regarding the city manager's contract and if they had read it. The next week, the mayor was on KPRL and was asked about the contract. He could not remember what and how he voted on the contract, saying he would get back to us with his answer. Full term and conditions of the contract resolution can be found at resolution number 11-120. I was fortunate to be serving as mayor pro tem and one of the two members who volunteered to sit on the ad hoc committee to negotiate the change from a civil service agreement to an at-will contract, which is currently in place today. The original civil service agreement allowed the city manager to revert back to his previous position held if he was asked to step down without a finding of any wrongdoing. At that time, Gary says, I had been receiving an enormous amount of requests to change the terms of the contract for 2003-2004 in the future. The current city manager was giving up a civil service commitment, which is lifetime employment. There was an agreement reached between the parties which covered all concerns, including evaluations. At any time, the agreement can be modified by a vote of the majority of the council. 3 out of 5 can modify it in the same manner. 3 councilmen can enact the at-will provision of the contract. It was unfortunate that I was unable to have that majority. It is now time for a new beginning. And obviously this directed at Jim App, I would say. And that's what's happening right at the moment on Calcos News. Don't forget, it's updates all the time, all during the day. Stuff appears. And you can go to calcosnews.com and read. And also go to Talk is Cheap in the upper right-hand corner. Click on it. And KYNS will be live streaming 24/7. 24/7.
Calcosnews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Alrighty, it's Wednesday, and started off a little drippy, but it's okay. Yeah, summer's coming, spring. What, do we have spring first, or we already had spring? And whatever it is. Okay, that's what's going on. Lots of events going on, things going on. Let's find stuff we need to talk about right away. I was found this a little bit curious, but I'll explain what it is, and then I'll tell you my curiosity. Having studied sign language since fifth grade, one of the girls up there in Paso was hoped to become an interpreter for the deaf, but then she learned that Paso Robles High School planned to eliminate its American Sign Language program. While she intended to use sign language to satisfy her language requirement for entrance to Cal State Northridge, she fears she wouldn't have enough language courses to meet that requirement when the program is eliminated. I won't be able to go to a four-year college like I'd planned, Marina said. So here's the interesting thing about, you know, the district's does run out of money, and it's like everybody else that's in the toilet. And so things, you have to say to yourself, okay, what is the greatest common good that we should keep, and what are those special things that we have to start eliminating, because that just makes sense, I think. It doesn't make people happy. It just makes sense. But here's what I find curious about this. The people, if she started, for instance, this young lady started in the fifth grade, so therefore she must know sign language. And she must have contemporaries in sign language class that also know sign language. So apparently, what they're saying, what I'm assuming from what I've read here is, in the whole article, the best I can figure is that what they would continue to do is take more advanced, well, I don't know how advanced you can get, sign language in classes, and that's all they would do. But here's the thing I don't understand, really, and I'm going to be honest with you. Why don't some students say, okay, I'll volunteer to be the signer in another language class? And the students that rely on sign language can then attend the class and know what's going on. And it wouldn't cost the school a nickel. Does that make sense? So why wouldn't they just do that? Okay, just a thought. I think about it a little bit further. Here is another thing I want to tell you about today right away. I'm trying desperately. You know, I don't want to get into this shenanigans that's going on with women back and forth and back and forth, and everybody's playing kickball with it. But there's a couple things that are going on that just they make me kind of crazy in the brain, and I can't help it. And I'm trying to avoid it, but I can't completely avoid it. And so that's I'm going to tell you that up front, okay? So here you have this Hillary Rosen's comment, and something just walked behind me. I have no idea what that was, because you can't walk behind me. Okay, hope for the best here. So Hillary Rosen's intent was clear to those not seeking an anti-Obama slant. Now, this is from Tom. Now, this is what Tom had to say. And what I say, I think it's worth... Were you just in this corner right here? Oh, my gosh. Okay. I turned to my right to see what it was. And actually, it was in my left side. Sorry. Now, so Tony wrote this, and this is what he had to say. Her exact words were not well chosen, but Hillary Rosen's intent was clear to those not seeking an Obama slant. Rosen meant this. Now, this is Tony's, of course, interpretation of that, you know, what's-her-face never worked a day in her life, Ann Romney. Ann Romney has never frantically read Help Wanted ads at 6 a.m. hoping to beat competitors seeking the same job. Ann Romney never mailed hundreds of carefully crafted resumes fine-tuned for each job sought. Ann Romney never sat sweating one of a dozen equally desperate people waiting to be interviewed for one position for which she would pay two-thirds of her male co-workers. Ann Romney never stood in long lines hoping to get the one position at a fast food restaurant. Ann Romney has never been forced to accept menial minimum wage jobs or go without food for her kids. Ann Romney has never gotten a paycheck hatcheted with deductions. Ann Romney has never been on job probation fearing she'd be fired for a single mistake. Ann Romney has never faced leering co-workers or those with roaming hands and smutty remarks. Ann Romney has never worried about her job being eliminated and moved overseas. She's never cried herself to sleep in fear of losing her house because she can't find a decent job. No matter how hard Ms. Romney and her nanny work, she is not qualified to speak for the needs of women in the job market. And I think it was a throwaway statement anyway about, you know, I go to my wife to seek advice. I shouldn't have been even paid attention to. But here's what I want to say. Well, I like Tony's interpretation of what Ann Rosen said, but that's what Ann Rosen should have said then. But Ann Rosen didn't say that. And so she created all this folder roll because that's not what she said. If she had said that, then people would have sat there and said, oh, yeah, that's very interesting, which I did when I read Tony's comments. But they didn't. They reacted, you know, crazily because it was like it was this crazy remark. So it sort of depends on how you say it, not just how you interpret it. You know. Then I went on today. I had looked at it was the Daily Beast, and they were talking about this the other day on TV, and I was trying to absorb what this new abortion law was and to try to figure it out. And so I went to the Daily Beast to read this thing. And the Arizona's, and this is where, again, this thing with women, what the heck is going on? What is this kickball thing with women these days? I'm baffled by it. I don't know where it's come from. I don't know why it's come from, where it's come from. I don't know what the heck's going on. But here's the thing. So now Arizona's abortion, the new abortion law, it says that you can only have an abortion up to 20 weeks after. Now, you're ready for this? Now, tell me you're not infringing on a woman enormously when you say 20 weeks after a woman's last period. She hasn't even gotten an egg going on the journey. But here's where it is right there. That's the, from 20 weeks before from that point. What is that? And I want to ask a question. I don't know what Arizona's state legislature looks like. How many women are on it? I'll have to look that up. I should have done that. How many women are in Arizona's state legislature that comes up with these kind of ideas? Now, the other interesting thing going on in Arizona is the Supreme Court looks like they're sort of siding with Arizona as a state over the United States as a country to enforce some of its borders or enforce its borders to a certain extent. We don't know what that extent is at this point, which is fascinating, really, because that's really two schools of thought. The actual function of the federal government is really, quite frankly, to protect our borders. That's in the Constitution. It's supposed to protect our borders. Arizona comes, but then again, we're also supposed to be 50 independent states. So it's always this issue of states' rights versus federal rights or federal law. And this will be interesting to see how this argument goes. I'm really quite fascinated with this one because, you know, you do have state rights and the state has a right to control its borders, especially when the federal government refuses to do so. And you have to admit that's what's happened. You know, in the last year, the federal government has stepped up border enforcement. But, you know, for how long was it not enforced at all? Will it cause mayhem and gosh knows what? Oh, heavens, yes. You know, but the federal government's responsible for it. The Constitution declares that they're supposed to defend our borders, and from illegal immigration, and they haven't bothered with it. You know, look at California, Arizona, Texas. You know, they just haven't bothered with it. So, I'm really fascinated with where the Supreme Court's going to go with this because it's going to tell us a whole lot about how this court views states' rights versus federal law. All right, that's another thing going on. There's stuff all over the place. I like my sign language idea. Can't they each volunteer to, like, one day a week to do the sign language in another classroom for foreign class? You know, the other thing that's going on with the college kids that people are getting all upset about is half the kids now that are coming out of college with a degree can't find a job. And so now they're saying, well, you know, their counseling was wrong. They never should have been able to get a degree. And, like, I'll tell you, it's something I enjoyed a lot. I didn't major in it, but I always enjoyed my philosophy classes in college. But I would never make philosophy a major. What am I going to do? If I don't become a well-known philosopher, I'm stuck. you know, if I don't become a Nietzsche or somebody, I'm gone. You know, a Hume, a Descartes, any of those people. If I don't have the gumption for that, I'm no good. So anyway, so this is interesting. And so one of the things, though, that when they talk about this, so they talk about, okay, engineering and all these certain technical things that they think are really good to be involved in, which is true, I suppose. And then one of the things one of the things that's always thrown in there, they say this is where the future was lying and this is where they should have gone and this is where the students that are being counseled now should be counseled in. So all the technical and scientifics and all that and engineering stuff. And then they always throw in teaching. Well, look at what's happened to teachers in the last 6 years, with the economy going up and down and sideways, and having too many teachers, then having too few teachers, and then having the economy kick the teachers out, then having somebody say, "Well, let's bring some of the teachers back." I mean, I would find that a really precarious slope to take if I were you, if you're going to major in something right now in teaching. And yet, the best teachers in the whole wide world are the people that aspire to be teachers from the time that they're younger, I believe. I mean, I really mean that. I think probably the best teachers are the teachers that didn't say, well, I can always teach, you know, and they say, okay, so I'll end up with a teaching degree credential, and then I can a teaching degree and credential, and then I can just do that, you know. The really, really dedicated teachers are the ones that somewhere early on said, I really want to teach. But how do you weed that out? And then what are the art class? You can take art. You can major in art. I think you can major in Walt Disney now. It's not going to help you much unless you're at the Disneyland. Okay. Unbelievable. Patterson won't get Sierra Club nod. Group opts against endorsing longtime ally for re-election. He's angered the local group by his support for solar-powered plants in the Carrizo Plain. I wasn't expecting an endorsement from them because of my position on the Carrizo solar products, he said. I was offered the ability to purchase their mailing list, which I don't intend to do. So they've come to an end of a relationship, so to speak, because they differed on something. And now there's a place down south, it's the south of one of the deserts, and there's a big to-do now because they want to build a big solar plant out there, and for the third time they found human remains, which they assume to be Indians. It could be people, you know, the old cartoons that would show somebody crawling across the desert and the vultures saying something to each other. Could have been them, but okay, they're saying it might be Indian remains, so now the different Indian tribes are all going crazy saying, well, you got to be careful here. A woman have to imagine, quite frankly, and I've always thought this, and so you say, well, what if another civilization came along and they decided to build on top of our cemeteries? Oh, well, could happen. Think farther enough in the future to say, okay, could that ever happen? Think far enough in the future. Yep. They might take as we try to do with Indian remains and move them, you know, and reinter them. You know, that may be part of our future, you and I. I think that when you look at Native Americans, how long they've been roaming the North America, you know, they're probably laying all over the place. There were times that were really rough. Right? Just ask a buffalo herd. It'll tell you.
Tom, are you okay? He looks like he's in shock. Tom, can you hear me? What happened?
It happened at Rancho Grande.
Rancho Grande?
Rancho Grande Motors. It was a normal day. I thought this was the perfect time to get a new car, so I started looking. All the other dealerships were filled with these high-pressure sales guys. They kept coming at me in wave after wave after wave.
Tom, it's okay. You're here now.
Just when I thought I couldn't take it anymore, I went to Rancho Grande Motors. The people there were helpful without trying to put the squeeze on me. They answered every question I had and were totally upfront and honest about every vehicle.
Wait, a car dealer that was upfront and honest?
They said it's because they live here too. They want to be good neighbors and make sure I'm a customer for life. I couldn't believe it. I found the perfect place to buy a pre-owned vehicle, Rancho Grande Motors.
No wonder you're in shock. Where did you say Rancho Grande Motors was?
1404 Auto Park Way. A little hard to find, but always easy to deal with.
OMG. LOL. When we see these, we know what they mean. Now, if you were asked how to spell literacy, could you? How about illiteracy? If you knew that 17% of Slo County residents over 16 read at or below the lowest literacy level, would you be shocked? Radio Central Coast invites you to a fun event where the funds raised go to fight illiteracy right here in Slo County. Wine, Wit, and Words is a spelling bee where friends can help you with a word. You can even bribe the judges. It's all in fun. Gather sponsors or step up yourself to form a team of four spellers. Sign up now for the Literacy Council's second annual Grown-Up Spelling Bee at the Slo Vets Hall, 7 p.m. May 4th. See the fun options and register online at sloliteracy.org. All in the name of raising funds to improve literacy. All money raised stays in the county, and we all benefit from a population that can read. See you on May 4th. Go to sloliteracy.org. sloliteracy.org.
Thank you.
You may hold your nose when I say the name Yanni, but that was good. Okay, that was good. You're Bill Benica. This is 1340 KYMS, your news station. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be together from till 2 o'clock, from noon to 2, Monday through Friday, except when the Dodgers are playing, like next Wednesday, the Dodgers are on. They lost last night. But they're going to do better today, I promise. You can feel it. I want to do a shout-out to Aurora Grande, Tasha, who's hard at work on a major overhaul there. And then I want to tell you about Spencer's Fresh Markets, because Spencer's is absolutely fab, and we got time to get you to lunch right now, okay? So if you go into the deli department, you can get yourself red pepper buffalo wings, red pepper or buffalo wings, $3.99 a pound. You get a Spencer's Tri-Tip Sandwich, $4.99, made with jalapeno jack cheese roll on Jack Daniel's barbecue sauce, and the whole thing's yummy. You get some barbecue beans on the side, $2.99 a pound. And then they have all the other great salads and stuff. They got potato salads, and they got bean salads, and they got all them different salads. So you get in on that deal there. I'll tell you some of the big hits that are right there. If for my birthday, if you ever want to buy me a present, buy me a Harris Ranch Choice Angus Boneless Ribeye Steak for $5.99 a pound. I would consider that to be a real honor. And then let me tell you about some of the IGA affairs, because they have some great stuff going on. IGA vegetables, 89 cents. And that's sweet corn, green beans, mixed vegetables. They have diced tomatoes, stewed tomatoes, and whole peeled tomatoes for 79 cents a can. IGA spaghetti or elbow macaroni, two for $5 when it's time to make macaroni and cheese. And then all the waters and the drinks and the beers and the booze and the things you need. Spencer's Fresh Markets in 5 locations on the Central Coast to win in 25. God, San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Aurora Grande, and Santa Maria, where freshness is local. That's very funny. I was reading the dates. You go, Bill, that's not that funny. That's a little senile. Yeah, big deal. Beyonce is the most beautiful woman in the, what do they say, in the world? I haven't seen all the women in the world. But as they said, who's that, people, or who does it? Beyonce. Yeah, she's a pretty lady. Yeah, but I haven't seen them all. So that's sort of like saying that Beyonce is to beauty what Susan Boyle is to singing. Yeah, haven't seen everybody. Okay, other things that are happening. Other things going on. Oh, well, let's get to a thingy here. If it'll work. What do I got? Oh, I got one of these ridiculous things from Anderson Cooper, and it'll play after we hear from one of our car manufacturers, as usual.
I like it here.
And your chariot?
I love my chariot. It's powerful, spacious.
But not too big.
Just big enough.
And luxurious.
Very. Maybe I should come back.
Probably a good idea, yeah.
The entirely new Acura RDX. Intelligently built for the size of your life.
Anderson Cooper 360. CNN, weeknights at 8 and 10 Eastern.
Time now for the ridiculous, and tonight we're adding the case of the purloined penguin. Yes, in a true intersection of the feckless and the flightless, three drunk guys stole a penguin from SeaWorld in Australia. Whereas most drunk guys just try to pick up chicks, these brainiacs got a whole penguin, marched it back to their apartment, and being in their late teens and early 20s, as well as bombed out of their minds, they captured the moment on video for posterity.
Oh, Mr. Penguin.
I believe how penguin in my apartment, man. You stole penguin.
That's when they woke up hungover and realized, yeah, they had a penguin. Yeah, and by the way, there's more. While they were at SeaWorld, they also videotaped themselves engaging in a little DWI. That would be diving while intoxicated.
And that's not all they did that night.
I'm going in there, man.
Still undetected by SeaWorld security, they swam with the dolphins.
Yo, look at them.
Let's go get a penguin, man.
That is amazing.
Yeah, that's right. They swam with the dolphins. Look, might as well. I mean, you're there, right? It's nighttime. You're wasted. Why not? The thing is, now that the police have that video, it's undeniable proof that they did it on porpoise. We have to pre-tape this because do you know how many times it took me to say porpoise correctly? Take a look. That they did it on porpoise. That they did it on purpose. Porpoise. I can't say it. On porpoise. On porpoise. They did it on purpose. Porpoise. On porpoise. That they did it on porpoise. Porpoise. I was there. I did have it. Porpoise. Porpoise. Put it back. Porpoise. On porpoise. Porpoise. Poor. Not poor. Porpoise. On porpoise. Sometimes it's not easy doing this job. Look, I don't want to encourage this kind of behavior, but you have to admit, just from a standpoint of epic drunken adventures, it kind of rivals the movie The Hangover.
He's not kidding, there's a tiger in there.
No, there isn't.
Yeah! How does a tiger get in the bathroom? He almost killed me.
Hey, bro, you mind putting on some pants? I find it a little weird. I have to ask twice.
Pants at a time like this, I don't have any.
So, getting back to the drunk guys who turned SeaWorld into their own private Studio 54, well, they panicked the next morning and let the penguin go in a nearby waterway. He was eventually rescued and returned to the water park, which is good because this also happens to be a love story, not for the drunk guys, for Dirk the penguin.
Dirk had another reason not to stray too far, his partner, Peaches. And while she's been somewhat coy this morning, no doubt she too is relieved to see him again.
Dirk and Peaches, reunited, and it feels so good. Dirk and Peaches, like a porn name, isn't it? Anyway, meanwhile, the guys, well, they feel pretty bad.
We are, all three of us, sorry, SeaWorld and the time lost, you know, searching for Dirk.
The three face charges next month, including trespassing, stealing, and unlawfully keeping a protected animal. And they've already been unofficially convicted of being the hardest parting dudes ever on The Ridiculous.
There you are. Swiped a penguin. What are you going to do? All right, you're with Bill. This is Talk is Cheap, your friends and neighbors network. Thanks for joining me today. It's a quarter minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock right now. And as life continues here, let's find out what else is continuing with us. What have I written down? What else have I written down? I said, I should tell you guys about this stuff right here. Oh, here was, they had this, it was a brief little thing on the news the other day. It just kind of flashed by. Shoo, one of those things. But somebody's done research. Again, I don't know, we pay for it probably. Probably pay thousands upon thousands of dollars for this. But and here's why it's kind of ridiculous when you stop and think to yourself, well, why would you have gone through doing research when you could just go to the obvious place to find out? And that is, they said that oregano might be good for keeping keeping good prostate health. Why wouldn't you just go to Italy and find out how many men in Italy, oregano, it's Italian food, is oregano in it, doesn't it? Okay, why don't you just go to Italy and find out how many men get prostate cancer in Italy versus how many men someplace else that has some other spice, or America that's big on salt and pepper or whatever. Yeah, and then you have some data without having to, you know, do a special study that costs thousands upon thousands of dollars and try to come up with different things to feed little mice or rats or whatever they do, monkeys, whatever it is, and say, okay, let's check now for prostate cancer. Do mice have prostates? I just realized and this is going to bother somebody. I said, I don't know. I never had a reason to know. There's no reason to know, so I don't have one. Okay. Other things that are going on. We have one mad cow. I mean, we probably have more than one mad cow. I know that there's a big lawsuit about the happy cows in California and all that kind of stuff, you know. And so we don't really mention the mad cows, but we had one, and it caused a big deal. And then South Korea got excited and said, okay, that was bad. And so anyway, but it was a Hanford dairy. It was the fourth ever discovered in the United States. So we've always done very well so far. So luckily, keep your fingers crossed. Again, keep your fingers crossed. With mad cow disease. Other things are going on. I'll go ahead and go to the nitwit stuff. Gladys Knight was voted off the Dancing with the Stars because she was without her magnificent pips. Ted Nugent sorry for killing a brown bear illegally. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. NFL star sided with a spat with his wife. Deion Sanders has been charged with a misdemeanor simple assault in the wake of an altercation with a strange wife that got her arrested at the mansion in suburban Dallas. Police said the further investigation led to citations against both Deion Sanders and Pilar Sanders, who still live together but on different sides of their palatial home. The charge doesn't warrant arrest. Prosper police spokesman Celso Martinez wouldn't detail the allegations. So, but they live on opposite sides of their mansion. If my wife and I have a spat, the furthest we can get away is the either side of the bed. Okay? And then she'll always throw out, we should have got a king size.
So that's the way that works. And then Peter Jackson's The Hobbit is preparing to leave the Shire. The director of the Oscar-winning Lord of the Rings trilogy previewed 10 minutes of assorted footage Tuesday. The movie's being filmed in New Zealand using more frames per second than the Hollywood standard. The movie could usher in a new era of filmmaking and require film houses across the globe to embrace digital technology, which Jim D. at the Palm Theater, who I hope to see here on Friday, will tell us more about. But that's why. That's one of the reasons why. They're up in the game all the time. And then we went to Mihang Lo's next door and talked to Paul, and we had a very nice conversation. We were a little bit early for the movie to start, so we went and we just said, well, we'll have a brewski. And so we just had a very nice conversation with Paul and Mihang Lo's, and the price of their noodles is very reasonable, I have to tell you the truth. So if you're thinking about, hey, where can I go, especially after you – now, we went there first, and then we saw that Jiro movie, the guy with the sushi. He's just crackers, that guy. Okay? And this is interesting. To them, what they see is sushi. To us, what is now known in the Western world as sashimi, because it's all raw. Well, they just said some of it's not raw, but I didn't see anything cooked, to tell you the truth. I saw a little mackerel or something kind of heated on both sides a little bit. But anyway, but most of it's just raw stuff, they use their hands, and there's a technique, you have certain pressure, and I mean, the guy's crazy with the whole thing, and the pressure, and so he's considered best in the world. They didn't say what the price, they said it's expensive. They said know that, you know, by the time, because I think he said they served, each person got, don't hold me to the number, 11 pieces, I think, 11 pieces of sushi, of different kinds, and he orchestrated his meals so that you would first get this flavor, and then you get this flavor, and this flavor. Anyway, it was interesting. But here was the weird part. After seeing all that raw fish, Nancy and I had originally planned to go to Tsurugi's or someplace and get some sushi. And we decided we didn't want to. You get too much of a good thing sometimes.
Okay.
I don't think I'll be eating a can of tuna for a while. Anyway. There's two wild and wacky things going on. Let me tell you about this first. Oh, is this a video or is this a... Let me click on this guy. Sometime when I have my 100 megs, you know, I'll be able to just be right there. But at the moment, I don't have the 100 megs. Oh, here it is. Okay, here it is right here. Good. I don't want to play the story. I just want to tell you about it. Because they have a photograph of this meteor that was over California, Nevada. They say it was the size of a minivan. And that made this big bang and everything. But guess what? It was the size of a minivan, but it weighed 154,000 pounds. They estimated it would be 154,000 pounds of the size of a minivan. And so that would be that would kind of mess up your day. Anyway, so they said an event of this size might happen about once a year, but most of them occur over the ocean or an uninhabited area, so getting to see one is something special. The meteor disintegrated before hitting the ground, releasing the energy of 5-kiloton explosion in the process, according to the NASA release. Which is, you know, the thing with the meteor and the dinosaurs and all that. This was just the size of a van, so you can see that, you know, this could happen. You could have something hit the Earth and cause absolute mayhem. Sometime when we really have nothing else to talk about, I'll tell you something that was revealed to me by someone who shouldn't have revealed it, as far as I'm concerned. I have no idea if they still exist. This was a long time ago. A long time ago. All right. And it basically says you don't necessarily have to have a nuclear warhead on something to really do a lot of kabang. Look what this thing could have done. Okay, kind of same idea. Other things that are happening. Other things that are going on. There's something I want to tell you about. I just lost it. Anyway. Put the students that are doing the signing, have them volunteer to teach the class, to sign the class in language in Paso Robles. And then your problem disappears about not having funding. And they can eventually, they'll have the requirements to get into UC. I can't do all the thinking, you know what I mean? I can't even do any of it so far. here's this story. This is a redo of the story here, because they don't know what they're going to do. Exactly. This is in Aspen, Colorado. Federal forest officials want visitors to a Colorado hot springs to be very careful about what's lurking inside a remote cabin nearby. Remember the frozen cows? The cows all crammed into this cabin, couldn't figure out how to get back out, because cows aren't the smartest things in the whole world. Even though we have happy cows here in California, they're happy because they're dumb. You know, they're dumb and happy. But they couldn't figure out how to get back out of the cabin, so they all froze to death in there.
And it's the one big, it's one big solid cow cube. Anyway, so they say that they're worried about it seeping into the water, and until it gets warm, it won't seep into the water. Is it getting warm? You know, I mean, if it's frozen, it's frozen. You know, an ice cube in an ice cube drawer in your freezer doesn't change anything. It doesn't. It can't contaminate something else, can it? I didn't think so. All right, so then the thing is there. Removal options include explosives or burning down the cabin. I say get the Mythbusters guy to go up there with about 50 pounds of dynamite and see what it does to a herd of cows that are frozen in one piece. I'm right for that program. I'd watch that. I'd pay a dollar to see that, I tell you. Now, speaking of things falling out of space and whatnot, there's an article in here somewhere, which I don't know where it is. I got it someplace. But anyway, it has to do with this the companies that want to go up there using spacefaring robots to mine precious metals from asteroids. Almost sounds easy when former astronaut Tom Jones described it. So what they want to do is they want to go and grab asteroids. And they say there's plenty of good stuff in them that they can make a lot of money with. I shouldn't be too hard to invent a machine like a snowblower to pick up material, explains Jones, a veteran space shuttle guy. But it'll be expensive, which is why some of the richest names in high technology, including the barons of Google and filmmaker James Cameron, are behind Planetary Resources Project. Several scientists not involved in the project said they were simultaneously thrilled and wary. They don't see how it could be cost-effective, even with platinum and gold worth nearly $1,600 an ounce. An upcoming NASA mission to return just 2 ounces of an asteroid to Earth will cost $1 billion. That doesn't pan out very well, does it? You know, I'm not an accountant, but that doesn't sound good. Let's see. Got a couple of ounces of stuff. Cost $1 billion. Nah, that doesn't work. That didn't work worth a darn. I was afraid of that. Okay, I got another thing here I want to tell you about that I came across. Oh, it's this story. You know what they've done? You remember this British girl, Madeleine McCann, who vanished during 2007 family vacation in Portugal? Do you realize it was 5 years ago this all happened? She may still be alive, UK authorities said Wednesday. I'm not sure. Yes, she could be. And what they've done is they've taken photographs of her when she was a little girl, a three, and they've morphed them into what she would look like now that she's going to be, what, 10? What did I just say? Anyway, and so, 10. So they're saying, well, this is what she could look like. Oh, this is 9. I'm sorry, it's close. Her 9th birthday is May 12th. Anyway, so here's one of these gibberish things that somebody says that if you can understand it, good for you. As a result of evidence uncovered during the review, they now believe there is a possibility Madeleine is still alive and are appealing to for anyone who is able to provide direct information as to her whereabouts to contact the team, police said in a statement without disclosing any details on the possibility of new leads. Investigators are combing through about 100,000 pages of information for more details, authorities said. Now here we go again. The intention is to identify from that material investigative opportunities, which we will then present to the Portuguese authorities, who retain policy for the primacy for the investigation. Officers have so far identified about 195 such opportunities within the historic material and are also developing what they believe is to be genuinely new material. So I guess it's leads. I guess is that what they're talking about, leads? It's 3 minutes before 2. I got the phone ringing, so we'll get to it right now. Hello?
Hi. I just thought that the cows in California are happy because they're mad. On the mad cow thing, this morning on the news, they were showing the years of incidences here in the United States. And there was a herd of cows in Alberta, like in 2004. Some got sold to Idaho, and some got sold down to Louisiana. And that all three corresponded with mad cow. The second thing is that on the news this morning, they said the brains and the spinal cord are not used, period, in any feed. Yet the way to get mad cow is that cows eat cows.
So and you're saying there's a fudge factor.
How did that cow get mad cow?
That's right.
And what herd did it come from? That's very important.
I don't know if the farmers are keeping track of the cows, because actually there could be cannibalistic cows. There could be zombie cows that
yeah.
go behind the barn
at night,
and eat the brains.
Over,
and eat the brains.
The
right? They can push them over. Is that a true
yeah,
story?
What I'm saying is that they have tracked individual cattle that have been exposed to mad cow. because they use cow meat in cow feed at, you know.
Cow something.
And now they're saying, oh, it doesn't use the brain or spinal cord. And that's the only way you can get it? Then that cow over there in Fresno must have ate brain and spinal cord.
And where'd he get it?
And his fellow herd mates.
Yes.
Might have been exposed to the same feeding process.
Or.
And they're trying to make it real quiet.
I know. Well, they don't. Every time these things happen, they want to make sure everybody doesn't panic and quit buying McDonald's hamburgers. But the thing is that so the question then is, because of what you said in the beginning, is this cow infected while it's within this herd, or was it infected and then somebody said, this cow looks like crap, let's ship it to Modesto?
By the way, it was one of many cow carcasses at a feedlot that was happened to test a certain percentage of the cows that were dead out there in the feedlot. And this one tested positive. There may have been others. And, it's such a. First of all,
well,
don't feed a vegetarian cow.
Okay, well, I got 20 seconds. But you're right, and that's a good point. And then the other thing, too, is that I wanted to say there could be no more archaic term than mad cow. That would be like the mad scientist, you know. You're completely mad, which is what they told people back in the 1800s. There must be a name for this disease besides mad, but I thank you.
By the way, cannibals have contracted a form of mad cow disease that's only for mad humans down in South America.
And Jeffrey Dahmer, I think, had it, too.
It's like a 20-year incubation period.
All right, sir, I got to go.
All right.
Thank
nice
you.
Stuff.
Such as Arizona along the border. The law being reviewed here would expand police powers to conduct citizenship checks and report illegal immigrants to federal authorities. Obama administration attorney Donald Verrilli told the court Arizona can't interfere with what he called an area of exclusive federal authority. Chief Justice John Roberts shot back, it seems the federal government doesn't want to know who's here illegally and who's not. Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, the Supreme Court.
You do not publicly criticize your commander. It's part of military conduct, and you really don't blast the commander-in-chief on your Facebook page, not while serving in the Marine Corps. Spokesman Major Michael Armistead.
He will be out of the Marine Corps within 20 days. But after that, there is that process where he can submit an application before the Naval Discharge Review Board to have that change.
At issue, Sergeant Gary Stein, headed for a less than honorable discharge for violating the Pentagon's speech policies. What do some school teachers inside the Defense Department and U.S. government printed materials actually teach about Islam?
General Martin Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says recent information surfaced that caused him concern about whether academic institutions within the Department of Defense may have been going well beyond intellectual viewpoints on radicalism to advocating ideas and beliefs that are contrary to our national policy. So the Pentagon suspended a course for military officers that some claimed contained inflammatory material about Islam, including one that asserted the U.S. is at war with Islam.
CBS's Cammie McCormick in Washington. Congress has passed some new rules aimed at reining in the party planners at the GSA and elsewhere in the government.
Responding to that wild spending spree at a GSA conference in Las Vegas, the House voted to limit the number of conferences and how much government agencies can spend on them. The bipartisan measure that passed by voice vote also cuts travel budgets across the government. The bill also will make it easier to track where government money is going by requiring quick reporting by all agencies and contractors and putting that information on a website accessible to the public.
Like much of the rest of Europe, Britain's economy is back in recession. Officials say the British economy has contracted unexpectedly this year, and austerity plans will remain in place. Federal Reserve does not think the U.S. is headed back into recession, so no changes in interest rates. Jill Schlesinger at CBSMoneyWatch.com.
The Fed is definitely keeping an eye on events in Europe. They've talked about strains in global financial markets that continue to pose risks, and I think that's a big risk over which the Fed has absolutely no control.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 89 points. The Nasdaq is up about 68 today, and oil prices, 104 a barrel. This is CBS News.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to 15% on all in-stock wood fencing from pickets to panels when you buy in bulk. That could knock any fence project down to size in a hurry. And our wide selection of wood choices and styles puts everything you need within easy reach. So come in, load up, and save a bundle with up to 15% off all in-stock wood fencing when you buy in bulk. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Exclusions apply. U.S. only. See store for details.
Pro baseball is incredibly diverse, but there's always room to improve.
The major league offices get high marks for gender hiring, but Director Richard Lapchick of the Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sports says teams should be hiring more women.
In professional positions and in senior level positions.
Even so, Lapchick says nearly 60 women hold significant front office jobs.
Those are senior decision-making positions, and they span the spectrum from player operations, but mostly on the business side.
But that's an average of just two per team for a C+. On the other side, he says baseball gets an A for racial diversity on and off the field. Overall grade, a B. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
One girls' school in Saudi Arabia is defying the Sharia religious ban on female sports by allowing girls to play basketball at break time. Islamic clerics say that's not supposed to happen without the express permission of a man in the house, and they fear young girls could fail a virginity test after too much athletic exertion. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Every so often, the stars are in perfect alignment, and during the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now is that perfect moment. For a limited time, get 0.9% APR on the Certified Pre-Owned Lincoln of your choice, which comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, exclusively at your Lincoln dealer. APR varies by term. Not all buyers will qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services limited-term financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/12. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and complete details.
An idea is born, but your team lives worlds apart. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy way to meet online and face-to-face with high-definition video. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, share screens in real time, and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Wow. Now San Luis Diagnostics Center has a new MR scanner to meet everyone's needs. If you're somewhat claustrophobic or simply uncomfortable being placed in a small tube, you can choose the brand new 3 Tesla Open MRI. This new gold standard in MR imaging was previously available only at research institutions such as the Mayo Clinic. Now it's available locally at San Luis Diagnostic Center. It's the most open ultra-high-field scanner in the world, and its state-of-the-art technology can diagnose disease far earlier. With radiologists specially trained in the interpretation of neurological and bone and joint diseases, San Luis Diagnostic Center offers an uncompromising combination of technology and physician expertise. The next time your doctor recommends that you have an MRI, insist on the best. The Ultra High Field Open MRI, only at San Luis Diagnostic Center. All major insurances accepted.
Karen Scott Audiology, now at her new location, 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320 in San Luis Obispo next to the DMV. Dr. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast and the community for over 30 years. What's important to remember is that hearing loss can occur at any age, from newborns to your grandparents. Let's stop the stigma of having to wear hearing aids. With today's technology, new sleek hearing aids are available. Karen Scott carries Starkey, Phonic, Widex, just to name a few. They have the knowledge and the experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs. They also offer clinical audiology as well as industrial screenings. Call her for your free consultation. Call 541-1790. When was the last time you had yours or your child's hearing checked? How about that teen that listens to that loud music or that's not doing so well in school? They could be suffering from hearing loss. Karen Scott Audiology. Call 541-1790 because hearing really matters.
Hey, Pops, what's with all this talk about the Drake?
It's so weird. Every time I turn around, somebody's talking about Drake.
Isn't Drake the duck?
Yeah.
Hey, what about Sir Francis Drake?
Famous English explorer and maritime navigator.
How about the Toto Drake?
Now you're talking. In my book, that's the best Drake of all. Toto's Drake toilets are ultra water saving, excellent flushing, have extra tall seats, and Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has them in stock at really great prices.
I know you love Toto toilets, Pops. That Drake sounds like a winner.
It flushes like a champ, it's easy to install, and it's made by Toto.
So folks should navigate their way down to Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath and get one of those ducky Drake toilets?
Very clever.
That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, home of the Toto Drake toilet, behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
Go back, Talking Sheep. Thanks for joining me today. Hey, you know, jarheads aren't the brightest. I've got to tell you, U.S. Marines, they follow orders well, but here's the deal. This guy really screwed up. This Marine who used a Facebook page to criticize President Barack Obama has been discharged. A Marine Corps spokesman said Wednesday Senator Gary Stein was given the other than honorable discharge, said Captain Brian Block, a spokesman for the Marines. He made comments about how he wouldn't follow some orders of the president and some other stuff. Yeah, you have to understand how there is nothing more sacred in the military, because the people that are higher up want it to be this way, of course. There's nothing more sacred than the chain of command. You don't even go, if you're supposed to go, if you're this guy down here and this guy's just a little bit above you and the guy a little bit above him, you can't go, can't skip the guy a little bit above you to go to the guy a little bit above him. You can't skip him. It has to go to him, then to him, then to him, then to him. And some of these things can go through a chain that, you know, is 10 people long. But that's the way it is. And you can't go from 8, you know, to 10. You can't do any skipping. You have to go straight through. And so then you go on Facebook and you say, well, I think the president, who's the commander-in-chief, sucks. No, that doesn't. You can't do that. You just can't do it. It's not allowed. It's not done. Sorry. And the Navy would walk the plank. Anyway, so that's too bad. Now, here was an interesting thing, too. Nancy told me this. She said, because I was kind of, again, confused about the Secret Service thing, about what's permissible and what's not permissible, and why is it permissible and not permissible. And then she said, well, no, they said on the news that it's part of the regulations of the Secret Service that specifically they are not allowed to engage in prostitution, use of prostitutes, that that's actually a thing. Well, if that's the case, if that's part of the manual you got when you became a Secret Serviceman, then fine, by you guys, you screwed up. If it says you're not supposed to, you're not supposed to. You know, I was thinking like, well, what if you're not married, you're an adult, it's nighttime, you're done with your job for the day? You know, because in the military, you know, they don't have any. And now they're going to talk about the military people, and this is going to be very curious to me. Now, you have to understand, so I was in the military a long time, I had steamships and all that kind of stuff. It's hard to say what's happened now. But, you know, there was no, you could go visit whom with whomever you wished when you were in the Navy, for instance. However, if you got, and I'm going to just say this quite frankly, if you contracted gonorrhea for a third time, then you would get a less than desirable discharge, it was called. Less than desirable. See, that's really bad. That's not like, I'd rather have a bad conduct discharge than a less than desirable. You know, that means I was a wise guy. Less than desirable means, so I always actually, it didn't have to be just gonorrhea. It could be any kind of disease, venereal disease. All right, let's talk about something else. Gold Coast Course is doing the barbershop course. So they're going to have a big shoe on, speaking of shoes, it's called I Got Spurs. And it's going to be this Saturday, April 28th. And they're going to have a matinee at 2 p.m., a p.m. performance at 7:30 p.m. All ages are invited. And it's the Clark Center in Aurora Grande. Admission's only 18 bones, and students are $5. And they do a bang-up job. Plus, they get these special guest quartets that are just beyond understanding. You just can't imagine that people can do this with their voices. And they have quartets Blush and Forgiven. Yeah. So the names don't mean anything to any of us unless we see them. But once you see them, I promise, I guarantee you, I assure you that you'll go, wow. So that's this Saturday, 2 and 7:30, at the Clark Center, Rug Randy, the Gold Coast Barbershop Course, I Got Spurs. Hey, we're going to hear a Western tune or two. Yeah. What more could we have in the news? Okay, I got something on my mind. And, you know, I was thinking of all the people I've worked with all these years. Well, there is somebody in town. I could track this guy down. I worked with him. Well, I'm going to say it this way this time. He worked for me because it matters. And then I ran into, I can't remember who we were trying to see, the Lovin' Spoonful. The Lovin' Spoonful was at Slow Brew, and Nancy and I went. And Lisa, whose name, last name now I don't know, and I was looking at this girl, and I go, that's Lisa, I think. And I worked with her long, long ago, 35 years ago. And I was looking at her going, I think that's Lisa. And so I went and I said, excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt you, and I don't embarrass you or me, but is your name Lisa? And she goes, you're Bill. Yeah. It was one of those things where somebody, two ships pass in the night, and it was nighttime, as a matter of fact. And then you don't see each other again. I need witnesses. That's why I need. Here's why I'm telling you about that. Here's why I need some witnesses, because I want you to know that when I tell you that, I tell you this, that you don't go, you're just saying that, Benica. Well, I think it's fair to say to you, and people have said, I think Mike's called and said to you, and oftentimes, what you hear Bill Benica do on the radio is Bill Benica. I don't have any pretenses of any kind. You know, when I'm an idiot on the radio, I'm an idiot. When I'm not on the radio, you know, if I actually hit one on the head, I hit one on the head every now and then off the radio. It's just me is me. So, but here's what's really here. It bothers me to have to even read an article like this, but I unfortunately have been in circumstances like it myself and never understood it and tried to get out of the circumstance as soon as I possibly could. It says, fun in the office, as the recession fades, it's a must. Companies are looking for creative ways to make employees feel valued and engaged. So here they talk about having parties and Blue Jean Fridays and miniature golf and Christmas lights and all kinds of stuff. It's a nice every once in a while just to laugh. Kelly says, there's a noticeable difference in the mood here after an event. Everyone is chatting and laughing. I got to tell you honestly, I suppose if you're a real button-down organization, you know, some financial firm or some big engineering thing, I suppose maybe it's button-down, I suppose. Radio, of course, has not been buttoned down for many, many years. And so I never understood, when I worked for someone else that made life miserable for everyone, why they would do so. I didn't get it. So I was very fortunate to be program director over a course of time for like 20 years. And two different radio stations, and it was my job to get things done, and I had to work harder than anybody else did, and I made sure they knew it. You know, I put in the most hours, and yet I thought, why can't we have fun when we do this? It can be fun. We're not getting paid anything. We have to have some substitute for not getting paid any money. So I said, let's have fun. And we did. Every single day we had fun. We just had fun. There wasn't anything, you know, where you're real serious about something, you know. All I ever said to somebody is, if I make a mistake that, you know, the FCC could have my hide for, please let me know and we'll fix it. You know, you're not going to be fired. It doesn't matter. All we have to do is fix it. And then sometimes you're going to make other mistakes, as I do, and I don't give a flying. You know what I mean? We'll try to make as few as we can and see if we can come out doing okay. I just never understood why it had to be harder than that. And yet, I had worked for other radio stations where it was harder than that. I know of other radio stations where it was extremely harder than that. I refused to work for a gentleman once that asked me to work for him because he was known for firing everybody that ever worked for him and having a temper that was hideous, where like throwing stuff, you know. So he asked me one time if I'd come to work for him in the morning, and I said, I'd have to see you throw a typewriter across the room and then find that funny before I could do that. I'm not that bad. I go, yes, you are. Everybody says you are. Everybody's ever worked for you said you were, and you are. No thanks. Don't want the job. Why do people make it hard to work? Why do people make it so the environment they're in is not just pleasant and nice? It's just, there's no extra effort involved. There's just none. So anyway, I got on my soapbox there for a minute. It just drives me crazy. Speak to people that work for you and with you with respect. Make them feel proud about what they do. Make them feel like, you know what, we're trying to be the number one radio station, whatever it is, and what we're trying to do. And go after it, you know, have meetings, get together, talk about what's going on. If there's a problem, there's a problem. The other thing, too, that I've found, though, that's very interesting, and luckily for me, and I went to a seminar years and years ago when I was back in the business world back in L.A., and I went to a seminar once, and I thought the guy was a complete twit. But the one thing he did say was, and I really took it to heart, he said, if there's someone working for you right now that you wouldn't hire again, knowing what you know right now, why are they still working for you? And what it made me realize is that one of the most important things that somebody in management can do is the moment there's really a problem with an employee and other employees, you can know that they're bitching about that employee, is to approach that employee and say, you know, we seem to be having some friction here, some problems. What can I do to help you make your job better for yourself? Or is there any way I can make it easier? Is there what can we do to do it? And then you try and you see what you can do. And if you can't, it's time for the person to go, because that person will infect everybody else around them. They'll just screw everything up. You know, they got to go. They have to go. Why would you jeopardize all the employees you love and are working hard for you over somebody that you're like, well, I ain't got the guts to fire them? You don't? Put everybody else in front of that person, just like in a line, you know, and look at the different faces and look at what they do for you. And then you go away to the back of the line. There's the last person in the line with this grumpy look on their face and go, yeah, I think I can get rid of them. Okay. This is what else is going on in our world. I just had to. Oh, here was the thing. Apple was up here, too. Apple, the skeptics and Apple computers, you know, and all this stuff. And so is the future of computers a hybrid gadget that will combine the battery life and a computing heft of a laptop with the portability needs of a use of a tablet? Some industry learning toward yes, but Apple CEO Tim Cook pointedly says no. Anything can be forced to converge. He said you can make an oven and a toaster and a refrigerator into one thing, but is that going to make the public happy? His comments were at least in part not so veiled jab at Microsoft with his upcoming Windows 8 operating system will be combining its PC and tablet operating systems. So you can see this is where this is going. But then somebody at Microsoft said, it must be a typo. It's not a toaster fridge. It's a toaster oven. Those seem pretty popular, just saying. It doesn't matter what it is, because another month from now, somebody's going to have something else. You say, you know, that's better. That's better than the thing I got. They're talking about the next Apple phone, iPhone, being thinner. Because the razor, I guess, is a popular thing. And I'm saying this just from what I read. I don't have any razors or iPhones or anything. Sorry. If they could get a computer down to the size of a credit card and just as thick, is that what you would you want that? And not a computer, but like an iPhone. If they get a phone down to, and it does everything, has Siri in there and everything, Siri has all this stuff. And if you get it down to there, isn't it too small then? Isn't there some certain size that is just sort of necessary to be workable and usable? Just thinking. I'm doing my electronic thinking again here. I don't know. And now that I mentioned the name Siri, it was very interesting. One of the store managers that we work with, Nancy and I, for many years, her name was Siri, and I liked her a lot. She was one of those people that tried to make things better, so I liked her a lot. Another thing is going on. U.S. home prices lowest in a decade. I don't know exactly how we're doing in San Luis Obispo per se. I know we're not doing real great in some areas because I read what people sell homes for and condos for and go, really? Really? Chuck Liddell sold his house, though, by the way. I just thought I'd tell you that. All right, other things are going on. All right, here's the Fitch Ratings Agency lifted Ford's credit rating from junk status to investment grade Tuesday, a sign that the company's recovery from near collapse is almost complete. But Ford Motor Company needs another agency, either Standard & Poor's or Moody's, to make the same upgrade before it can get its blue oval logo, factories, and other assets out of hock. Ford lost its investment grade status in 2005 when it was racking up billions in losses. The SUV and truck boom went bust. They can't use. What are they using for a logo now, Ford? I haven't even looked. They're not using the blue disc. I didn't know you had to give that up as an asset. Boy, the things you learn, you know? The things you learn. It's amazing. This is cute here. This is, once again, it's one of these things where you're showing the wrong place when you have this headline. Consumer confidence holds firm in shaky times. So they have people shopping. Where are they shopping? Tuesday on the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica. If you have enough money to shop on the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica, the recession probably never touched you anyway. Please. They might as well show people enjoying a cocktail at the Beverly Hilton. These people, see, the recession's over. These people are all having a cocktail at Beverly Hilton, where a martini is $15. You know what I'm saying? Give it a shot. Okay. We're being propagandized, I believe, sometimes. Do you? So this is kind of interesting. Perspective from the East, Washington Post. Abandoned nuclear power puts emissions goals in danger. Well, yes, it does. So they're talking about Germany and Japan are on the way to shutting down all their nukes for now and seeing how they can fare. Well, is it going to pollute the atmosphere because they did shut them down? Absolutely. Because, like it or not, nukes is the only way to generate clean energy. I mean clean energy, not sort of clean or almost clean or near clean. Clean. If you don't count the stuff you got to store on the racks. Okay, so anyway, so the article goes on and on about the whole thing. And like Germany already derives more electricity from renewables than Japan because of hefty government subsidies, but making up for the loss of that country's reactors and meeting ambitious emission goals would still require a veritable revolution in its electricity generation on a scale not seen since post-World War II. And that would make sense. So you got these things, you know. People aren't happy. I understand this. I mean, I'm not criticizing anyone. But you got people who are just totally unhappy about nuclear power. You got people who are not happy about solar power, as you can see what's going on right here. You got people who are not happy with wind energy. Here, the outfit wanted to go down somewhere near Santa Barbara, Carpinteria, somewhere out between the two, and they want to do a wave electric generation, and I was shot down. And it's like we're our own worst enemy all the time when it comes to, you know, what can we do to produce more electricity that's not coming from fossil fuel? And we're not good at it. We suck. We haven't really embraced it yet. I'm not going to say it's not going to happen. I think it is going to happen. I think we'll find more and more ways. I think they're going to eventually require people to build houses to put solar on top of the houses. And I think things are going to change. I really do. But it's just this long, slow process, and so we're going through all this, well, let's turn them on, let's turn them off, let's turn them on, let's turn them off type of stuff in between and betwixt, and it just sounds kind of idiotic, but okay. I think we have to go through the pain in order to, you know, get to the point that we need to start getting to. That's my guess. Okay, Poly professors will strike if they must, according to Joanna Aruba, who's a linguistic professor at Cal Poly and the affirmative action representative of the executive board of the Cal Poly chapter of the California Faculty Association. She said, if we must, we shall. I have a feeling they will. Push comes to shove. I have a feeling that's where we're headed. Okay? Because they don't have enough money, as usual, and they're trying to get more out-of-state students. Okay. But the administrators are making these insane salaries, and then the people, the faculty, are saying, what the heck is this? Eh? Are the administrators going to give up their insane salaries? I don't think so. You see very few that are willing to do that. As in none. So that's where we are there. This is, here's a political cartoon today that shows two cats reading a newspaper. One says to the other, tough choice. The other one says, I like them both. The headline on one paper says, Romney straps dog on car roof for a 12-hour trip. The other one says, Obama ate dog meat as a child in Indonesia. And then Leonard Pitt said, perhaps idiots should wear a scarlet eye, you know, for just being stupid. Like this non-battle over, you know, the cats and the dogs and the thing over here is like really. So here's a guy that's also an idiot. John Race is feeling persecuted. He's a West Virginia businessman running for the Senate, declared in a recent speech that he doesn't want the government telling him what to do because I'm an American. Specifically, he amended that he is required to place a huge sticker on his buildings declaring them smoke-free environments. He doesn't want that. And then you know what he said, this is where he gets stupid. This is where he gets really, really stupid. Requiring him to put up no smoking signs, he reiterated, is very similar to requiring Jews to wear yellow stars. It might be smoking today, it might be Big Macs tomorrow, then Coca-Cola's the next day, then Jack Daniels, then we're in trouble. He actually said that. Leonard Pitts points out, there's almost nothing in the world ever, although we've had some things going on that are pretty, pretty terrible, but nothing will in our lifetimes, we hope, will ever, ever equate to the Holocaust and what the Germans did and how bad it was. And he's saying, what are we, crazy? Why do people even go into that area and say, I'll compare it to this? It's not comparable. Nothing, no one, nothing is comparable. But smoke them if you got them.
Help us out now!
The sound you've always known. Yeah. The music that's endured the test of time. Live, Creedence Clearwater Revival legends Stu Cook and Doug Cosmo Clifford. Together, they're Creedence Clearwater Revisited, June 7th at 8 p.m., Shumash Casino Resort. Tickets are on sale now at Club Shumash, ShumashCasino.com, or call 1-800-585-3737. Creedence Clearwater Revisited.
Just like the Dodgers on the field, your car is a finely tuned machine. Keep your car running Dodger smooth at Black Road Auto. You can save money on all types of car repair, foreign and domestic. With over 20 years of experience in transmission and car repair, Black Road Auto has over 15 acres of classic and hard-to-find auto parts. When you need your car repaired, transmission service, or auto parts, think of Black Road Auto. Black Road Auto, 1500 Black Road, Santa Maria, or call them at 346-2770. That's 346-2770.
Hello, I'm Senator Sam Blakesley.
And I'm County Supervisor Paul Teixeira.
Have you heard of the Children's Resource Network of the Central Coast?
They provide free clothes, toiletries, and school supplies to homeless and migrant children.
Please help, because when you invest in the lives of these children,
you invest in their future and our future as a community.
To learn more about how you can help, please visit our website today.
Children'sResourceNetwork.org.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
They just haven't known how to pick them. Hey, you're with Bill. This is Talkers Cheap, your friends and neighbors network, and this is Bill Benka News and Commentary right here on 1340 KYNS, and I thank you for sharing your day with me. This is, I'm not going to say I say the best for last, because I have more after this, I think. It just depends. But here's the deal right here. I can't believe I saw this when I opened the paper and I said, oh, no, are you kidding? Just the headline, I thought, okay, please don't have the subheading be what I'm afraid it's going to be. I was wrong. Pismo considers free Sunday parking. Just leave it at that. Pismo, are you crazy? Haven't you been paying attention? Just say, we decided people should have free parking on Sunday. That's it. But no, city may include morning exemption in one a lot after a nearby church makes a request. Oh, Lord help us. Oh, God. Well, let me just say this to Atheists United. The people that want to go to Pismo Beach and worship God, they have free parking. But those of you that want to get together and not worship God, you both get the same free parking. Is that going to help now? Why did they ever say it that way? Why did they bring it up? Why did San Luis Obispo bring it up? Why did they? Why not just say we're going to have metered parking starts on Sundays at 1 o'clock? Just leave it at that. Don't explain it. You know, if you say the people of a city, we're not going to charge you for parking in a given part of the day, don't say we're not going to do it. Say we're going to charge you from this time to this time now, I'm afraid, from 1 o'clock until 6, whatever. And then people can raise hell and say, I don't think we should be paying for parking on Sunday from 1 o'clock to 6. But they won't. They don't. Then you can't get in a big fight about the other part. I admit, I think you've had to have been a, kind of like a delinquent like I was and lied your way out of a lot of circumstances. Okay, let me think the best thing I can say here and the worst thing I can say here, and then let me see what I can do. Anyway, I don't know. So, okay, Pismo, it's your turn. It's your turn to take the stage. Here, Cynthia Lambert from South County Butte wrote about a fan who hopes to restore a section of the Arroyo Grande Rail, because it used to run right through town and everything. And this was the old small, what do they call it, the squishy railroad thing. Anyway, she has it here, right here. I'll find it. Pacific Coast Railway. It was, what was it called? A dwarf railway, smaller than regular. Anyway, whatever it's called. So it ran out to Avalon and all that kind of stuff. So here we had people long ago that were saying, you know, we should get this thing going back out to Avalon Beach. How cool would that be? Cool. But, you know, I wonder if somebody just put rail lines down the Bob Jones bike trail. Just hammer in some spikes. And you have to watch out when the train's coming. It's actually a brilliant idea that nobody will ever go with for. You get one of those little trains that people sit on. You know, you ever go into one of those little places where you sit on, the guy sits on top of the train? Oh, I tell you where they have one. They have one in, I think, now I'm not sure if I'm right now, Santa Barbara Zoo. Is that one of those? Or I think you can get inside. No, I think you can get inside. But you know those little trains that the guys operate that you can sit on top of? One of those. That'll fit on the trail. I would love to see that happen. If we could bring back the old railway thing, I think that'd be just the neatest thing in the whole wide world. Seriously, think what it would do. Think really what it would do for tourism if you could have a little railroad like that run around. Now, you know, the Napa Valley's got the one little railroad thing, but it's not. It's its own attraction. It's not saying get off the train and go try somebody else's wine. Whereas this would be an attraction and a thing to take people other places. But no, we're talking about high-speed rail. We can't get Amtrak to go faster than slow, and we're talking about high-speed rail. I could make a mistake. Grover Beach and Arroyo Grande Chambers may soon consolidate and do it with the fire departments, do it with the chamber. What the heck? Visitors and Conference Bureau, combine them. You guys are the same thing. You're 6-1, half dozen the other. I know you. I don't want to torque somebody off by saying that, but you know what I'm saying. You're a beach destination. So, and now Pismo's going, yes, but we're a better one. And Arroyo Grande's going, I don't see any cars running on the pier, pal. Grover said, I don't see any cars around the peel, pal. Okay, so anyway, you got to figure out how we're going to. I think it's a good idea. And then they're making way now in San Luis Obispo on Marsh and Nipomo streets where the old pet store was, the lighting store, Becker's Drapers used to be for years and years and years, across from the Dairy Queen. Is that it? The Dairy Queen, is that what it's called? Across from that, they're going to put in these new multi-use deals where they got stuff down below and mixed housing up above and all that. I have to say, honestly, I think this is a brilliant idea that they're doing this now. Now, in some cases, you're going to have to be rich to afford the condos on the top of the buildings. You know, I mean, let's be honest about it. But, like, they put in this kind of housing out there by, what's the name of that new market? Fast and Easy. They put some of that housing up there above some other stuff. It's just a good idea. It's a good idea, I think. All right, 16 minutes now before the hour of 2. 16 before 2. Now, there's events galore next week, so we're going to have people on the air talking about events and events and events. Our big event in the plaza next weekend, and so there's all kinds of stuff this weekend, too. But I'm just telling you about the Gold Coast course as of now. All right, other things that are in the news, other people, other adventures that we need to find out about. I think I did all that. I think I did all that. Okay, I did. I'm wrapped up with that. The people on the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica, you know, down there where, what's the name of that lady, De Laurentiis, that does the cooking? You know, she lives down that way. They're not worried about money as much as they were. Okay. Let me see what I have here that I want to tell you about. I told you about the Gyrene, who just told you about it. Oh, here's important news right here, because here we're going to have it on the ballot in California in November. Connecticut becomes the 17th state to abolish the death penalty. He signed a bill into law today that abolishes the death penalty, making his state the 17th in the nation of banning capital punishment and the 5th in 5 years to usher in a repeal. Although it's a historic moment, Connecticut joins 16 other states and the rest of the industrialized world by taking this action as a moment for a sober reflection, not celebration, the guy said. What's his name? Governor Malloy. So it goes on for days, but that's basically what it comes out to. 17, are we going to be 18? Or somebody could beat us to the punch? Is there a number we'd like to be? We just wait it out. You know how people like to do that. It's kind of like a vanity plate. We were number 25. Some states, like Texas, they want to be number 50, I guarantee you. And I don't have any problem with old Sparky down there. Okay. Now, this is a weird story. I haven't heard it. I just saw it, and so we're going to hear it together. And here's what happens when you play these crazy things. If they have a commercial before them, some do, some don't. They have a commercial. If I play the commercial, and then it'll load better, the actual story. So you'll get that where it starts and stops kind of thing and then starts again. We'll get that. But anyway, but at least it's a lot better than if I try sometimes just to get the thing going, because it just says, to heck with you, Benick. You sit around sometimes. Why shouldn't I?
I want to go home.
No, you must stay.
I can't stay here.
But we have a chariot for you.
I don't want a chariot.
It's big and powerful like you, yet nimble and compact like us. And it's luxurious.
Oh. The entirely new Acura RDX. Intelligently built for the size of your life.
I got a call from the local council representative saying that I had to resign because of my sexual orientation. And I was devastated. I cried for 2 days.
Was that it? They just said, look, you're gay, you can't be a den leader. Did they explain why? Did they cite a policy, a rule, any type of agreement that you signed, anything?
Yeah, it is a policy of the BSA, but from the beginning I was assured at the local level that it would not be a problem, that there would be no issue with it, and there never has been.
Well, here's my question, because I was looking through the policies and the definitions, and I didn't see anything specifically about sexual orientation, Jennifer. I saw a lot of references to God, to country, to good citizenship. Did you see anything in there about sexual orientation?
I've actually never personally read them. I was aware of the policy and of the Supreme Court ruling from, I think it was 2000.
Right.
So if this was a Boy Scout troop, and she was a guy, it was a Cub Scouts troop, and she was a guy, you might say, well, I guess we have to raise an eyebrow, even though that's not necessarily true at all, of course. I mean, I'm just saying this is what the beliefs are. But this is a woman, and this is a Cub Scout troop. And when you're Cub Scout age, you know, you don't know anything about anything, about sexuality, men, women. You don't really quite get it. You know, to you, the thing you have is what you play Mr. Lighthouse with in the bathtub. That's it. So I don't get that either. It's a woman. I don't know if that's her son sitting next to her, but so far he's yawned and picked his nose. kids are great. Yeah, I love them. I tell you, you can't be without them. They're just the best in the whole world. All right, there you go. Other things that might be happening or not. There was one thing I was going to think of. I think I was going to tell you about in sports, but maybe I'm wrong. There was one thing, except the Dodgers lost yesterday, so that kind of bugged me. All right, so let me do this. Let me do this, if I may. Let me see what's late breaking news on the Central Coast. Let me find out what's going on, because I should be checking this all the time. I sometimes forget. I see if we have any late breaking Calcos news at this very moment. No. Let me see if we have any. No. Would you just close? Let's see if we have any late-breaking national news. I think we should do this every day, really. I know it sounds like it's kind of like belabored, but it is. That's right there. Okay, other things are going on. Well, they got lots and lots about the newt. And Romney campaign spending $18.50 per vote is what it's cost. But that's Obama's going to spend a lot, too. It's absurd. It's something that's I don't know what's happened to our politics. But okay, all right. Other things going on. Murdoch denies influence. The Prime Minister of Britain differs. So he's saying I never had any influence. I never asked for any favors. I never was nothing. Apparently, the Prime Minister said, "Yeah, you did. You certainly did, you old fool." So it's hard to say. Fed job picture brightens just a bit because they can always hire new people. Interracial couples in U.S. at an all-time high. Good for us. Finally. Here you go. Here's the story we need to find out here today. And I knew there was one I saw. And this is good. It's a good thing. I'm not dissing this whatsoever, okay? I'm not. Here we are. I hate this computer. All right, here you go. Breakfast at Burger King is about to get more humane, more friendly. Nicer. The nation's number two fast food chain announced an agreement Wednesday with the Humane Society of the United States to switch to eggs from hens not kept in cages and to use only pork products from pigs also not kept and bred in small cages. While rivals McDonald's, Wendy's, and other food service companies already have policies or agreements with the Humane Society on the humane treatment of pigs, Wednesday's announcement was the first by a major chain that could switch to cage-free eggs. What this sends a clear message to these industries that their customers and the public don't want animals confined their entire lives in cages, unless it's in prison. They will have to make changes. Burger King is privately held, but is planning an initial public offering later this summer. McDonald's Fortune 500 did not have an immediate comment. Wednesday, spokesman Denny Lynch said his company doesn't sell breakfast at most locations, so it concentrates on implementing more humane rules for slaughtering chickens for their meat than on the treatment of egg-producing hens. You can't focus on everything, he said, for God's sake. Well, you got a good point there, huh? Okay. And then Burger King is going public again. The United Egg Producer and Industry Trade Group says that cage-free eggs make up only 5% of the U.S. market and have some environmental downsides, including a larger carbon footprint because its hens require more water, acreage, and cropland than caged chickens. It said uncaged chickens can have more health problems and a shorter lifespan than those that are caged. Well, that's, of course, if they're caged and you're feeding antibiotics in the fanny all the time and whatnot, then they're going to be healthier, I suppose, sort of, but it doesn't make it healthier for people. Is the problem right there. Here's the thing that's always fascinated me about these things. And I have to tell you honestly, because it's one of those things, once again, where, sometimes they find a child that's been encaged in a basement somewhere, and they've been there for like 7 years, And the child comes out and says, I thought all children lived in basements and cages. So what I'm saying is, it's one thing to take something free and cage it. It's another thing to take something that's never done any different, I think. But I'm not sure. I'm just saying. I'm just offering that as a thought. You know, that's what it's ever known. It's all it's ever known. It's exactly the environment that it's in. Does it know any? Does it care? Plus, we have to ask ourselves this question. Charlotte's Web and Babe Pig in the City, aside, how do pigs really feel about anything? Anywho. And he gets crazy. That's it for Wednesday. We're over the humper dumper, and then we'll get together again tomorrow, Thursday at noon. I'm Bill Benega, thanking you for joining me. And until then, may your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network. Game over. With Bill Benega.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails.